He turned, intending to head back towards the middle of the pitch, but at that moment another flash of lightning illuminated the stands, and Harry saw something that distracted him completely. The silhouette of an enormous, shaggy black dog, clearly imprinted against the sky, motionless in the topmost empty row of seats. Harry's numb hands slipped on the broom-handle, and his nimbus dropped a few feet. Shaking his sodden fringe out of his eyes, he squinted back into the stands. The dog had vanished. "Harry!" came Wood's anguished yell from the Gryffindor goalposts. "Harry, behind you!" Harry looked wildly around. Cedric Diggory was pelting up the pitch, and a tiny speck of gold was shimmering in the rain-filled air between them. With a jolt of panic, Harry threw himself flat to the broom-handle and zoomed towards the snitch. "Come on!" he growled at his nimbus as the rain whipped his face. "Faster!" But something odd was happening. An eerie silence was falling across the stadium. The wind, though as strong as ever, was forgetting to roar. It was as though someone had turned off the sound, as though Harry had gone suddenly deaf. What was going on? And then a horribly familiar wave of cold swept over him, inside him, just as he became aware of something moving on the pitch below. Before he'd had time to think, Harry had taken his eyes off the snitch and looked down. At least 100 Dementors, their hidden faces pointing up at him, were standing below. It was as though freezing water was rising in his chest, cutting at his insides. And then he heard it again. Someone was screaming, screaming inside his head. A woman.
"Not Harry! Not Harry! Please not Harry!"
"Stand aside, you silly girl! Stand aside now!"
"Not Harry! Please! No! Take me! Kill me instead!"
Numbing, swirling white mist was filling Harry's brain. What was he doing? Why was he flying? He needed to help her. She was going to die. She was going to be murdered. He was falling, falling through the icy mist.
"Not Harry! Please! Have mercy! Have mercy!"
A shrill voice was laughing. The woman was screaming, and Harry knew no more. Lucky the ground was so soft. I thought he was dead for sure. But he didn't even break his glasses. Harry could hear the voices whispering, but they made no sense whatsoever. He didn't have a clue where he was, or how he had got there, or what he'd been doing before he got there. All he knew was that every inch of him was aching as though it had been beaten. That was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Scariest, the scariest thing. Hooded, black figures, cold, screaming. Harry's eyes snapped open. He was lying in the hospital wing. The Gryffindor Quidditch team, spattered with mud from head to foot, was gathered around his bed. Ron and Hermione were also there, looking as though they'd just climbed out of a swimming pool. "Harry," said Fred, who looked extremely white underneath the mud, "how are you feeling?" It was as though Harry's memory was on fast forward. The lightning, the grim, the snitch, and the dementors. "What happened?" he said, sitting up so suddenly they all gasped. "You fell off," said Fred. "Must have been, what, 50 feet? "We thought you'd died," said Alicia, who was shaking. Hermione made a small, squeaky noise. Her eyes were extremely bloodshot. "But the match," said Harry. "What happened? Are we having a replay?" No one said anything. The horrible truth sank into Harry like a stone. "We didn't lose."
"Diggory got the snitch," said George. "Just after you fell, he didn't realize what had happened. When he looked back and saw you on the ground, he tried to call it off, wanted a rematch. But they won, fair and square. Even Wood admits it."
"Where is Wood?" said Harry, suddenly realizing he wasn't there.
"Still in the showers," said Fred. "We think he's trying to drown himself."
Harry put his face to his knees, his hands gripping his hair.
Fred grabbed his shoulder and shook it roughly. "Come on, Harry, you've never missed the snitch before." "There had to be one time you didn't get it," said George. "It's not over yet," said Fred. "We lost by 100 points, right? So if Hufflepuff lose to Ravenclaw and we beat Ravenclaw and Slytherin, Hufflepuff will have to lose by at least 200 points," said George. "But if they beat Ravenclaw..." "No way! Ravenclaw are too good. But if Slytherin lose against Hufflepuff..." "It all depends on the points. A margin of 100 either way..." Harry lay there, not saying a word. They had lost. For the first time ever, he had lost a Quidditch match. After 10 minutes or so, Madame Pumphrey came over to tell the team to leave him in peace. "We'll come and see you later," Fred told him. "Don't beat yourself up, Harry. You're still the best seeker we've ever had." The team trooped out, trailing mud behind them. Madame Pumphrey shut the door behind them, looking disapproving. Ron and Hermione moved nearer to Harry's bed.
"Dumbledore was really angry," Hermione said in a quaking voice. "I've never seen him like that before. He ran onto the pitch as you fell, waved his wand, and you sort of slowed down before you hit the ground. Then he whirled his wand at the Dementors, shot silver stuff at them. They left the stadium straight away. He was furious they'd come into the grounds. We heard him."
"Then he magicked you onto a stretcher," said Ron, "and walked up to school with you floating on it. Everyone thought you were..." His voice faded away, but Harry hardly noticed. He was thinking about what the Dementors had done to him, about the screaming voice. He looked up and saw Ron and Hermione looking at him so anxiously that he quickly cast around for something matter-of-fact to say.
"Did someone get my Nimbus?"
Ron and Hermione looked quickly at each other.
What?
Said Harry, looking from one to the other.
"Well, when you fell off, it got blown away," said Hermione hesitantly.
"And?"
"And it hit the Whomping Willow."
Harry's insides lurched. The Whomping Willow was a very violent tree which stood alone in the middle of the grounds.
"And?"
he said, dreading the answer.
"Well, you know the Whomping Willow," said Ron. It doesn't like being hit."
"Professor Flitwick brought it back just before you came round," said Hermione in a very small voice. Slowly she reached down for a bag at her feet, turned it upside down, and tipped a dozen bits of splintered wood and twig onto the bed, the only remains of Harry's faithful, finally beaten broomstick.